Her meeting of August 10 to 10 is called to order. First, Sheila Cole and I are both in attendance.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Jerome Lefkowitz, chairman. The first order of business is minutes of the prior meeting, June 1st, 2010. Any corrections or additions?
Not for me.
Okay, the by announcement sent, the minutes are approved. Second item on the agenda is a discussion about remedial orders. Bill, do you want to address the issue?
Basically, historically, the board has, as a part of its remedial orders, when it issues a notice to be posted, states in its order to sign and post the attached notice at all locations customarily used to post notices to unit employees. That's the standard language that's been in orders. My recommendation is that to respond to the times in which electronic intranets are used by employers, that the board, as a matter of policy, include in its orders that when a posting is going to be ordered, that the posting be placed both at all physical and electronic locations customarily used to post notices to unit employees. This would be intended only as only when employers utilize electronic sites for postings, and would only be requiring that we post on an intranet site for the same period of time as a physical posting. And it would not require an employer to circulate the notices via email unless that was the customary means by which notices were provided to unit employees.
Do you have a copy of this over here?
I do.
That's the third item on the agenda. That's the third item on the agenda.
Okay.
So it would just be a matter of if the board would agrees with that, I would put in for the minutes next time, if the board agrees, language to that effect.
Right.
Do you want to make a motion?
Right. Is there any discussion on this?
No. That's fine with me.
Okay, it's passed unanimously. And the third issue is a proposed resolution. This has to do with our new jurisdiction for the under the State Labor Relations Act, or Employment Relations Act, and it is a proposal that we designate to Monty Klein, the Director of Representation and Improper Practices, the responsibility to act on behalf of this board in reviewing all unfair labor practices, investigating them, and issuing a complaint if he finds it appropriate, or refusing to do so, declining to do so if he finds that there is no prima facie case.
The purpose of this resolution is tied with the distinction of how the State Employment Relations Act reads, which provides for the filing of a charge by a labor organization, followed by the agency issuing a complaint which is the model that the National Labor Relations Board follows. Our improper practice procedures do not include that. This proposed resolution would provide to the Director of Employment Practices and Representation the authority to essentially do the same kind of function in the processing of an unfair labor practice charge as he currently does with respect to an improper practice, with the added responsibility of issuing a complaint. This would then segregate the board, which under the statute is one responsible for issuing complaints. This would separate the board from that process so that if a case is finally adjudicated, the board will not have been involved with the issuing of the complaint. And that's the purpose of the delegation. And in his stead, if the director is not available, then the assistant director would have the same responsibilities.
Okay, any discussion?
My only question about that is the word available. And I would assume that that would be construed liberally.
I'm not sure the word available. What are you referencing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Inability to serve.
Right.
That seems very strong language.
I think it's dealing with a situation of, for example, if someone was out based on an illness or is not available, he would be unable to serve in that capacity, was not present, and someone has to deal with it. It's about incapacity, mm-hmm. Not about anything else. It will be his responsibility except for, or his successor.
Very narrow.
Right. I mean, it's in the director's hands except in situations where the director is not able to serve.
Would you prefer unavailability to inability?
That's fine. You want to? Okay.
Fine. We'll change that.
Okay. So why don't we get this changed and then we can get it signed,
yes,
by the board?
Does that change?
Yeah.
Acceptable?
Yes, it is acceptable.
Do you want me to do it?
No, Cece said you made changes again to it yesterday.
Yes.
I didn't get that email.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you give it to me? I'll make the changes. Thanks.
Still on.
Yeah, what?
May I borrow your pen?
Any pen you want.
Well, I'm afraid this one is going to smudge.
We should make sure that Monty and Susan are advised that this has been signed.
Right.
Can we make sure that it's sent to them so they are aware?
Okay, we will certainly give them copies. Okay,
Maybe someone should...
What?
Someone should speak to Susan. If you want me to, I will. Just someone should give her not just a copy, but also explain to her what...
Yes, sir. The next items on the board agenda all deal with the disposition of cases pending before this board, and I welcome a motion that we go into executive session.
Just for purposes of clarification, the because it's quasi-judicial in nature, we don't have to go into executive session because it's exempt from the open meetings law.
Okay.
So we'll just be closing this portion of the open meetings law.
Okay. In that case, we don't need a motion.